You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Karen Van Dyne came to California for personal healing and ended up in San Francisco. She found work as a prayer counselor in a healing circle at a gay ministry in the Castro. Her personal and professional relationships were steeped in the love and loss that came out of the tragic circumstances of the AIDS epidemic. My Life, My Stories volunteer Connie Lamb got to know Karen over several months. Here's part of the story Karen shared.
I was astounded at the Pride Parade. It's like, wow. I mean, they're men square dancing. They're dykes on bikes with their hanging out. They're guys dancing on trucks in drag throwing necklaces. You know, I mean, it's like any imaginary, I mean, anything you could possibly think of as a way to be and an identity to have was in that parade.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, wow, you can be anybody you are here. Mm-hmm. This town is full of not only freedom, but permission and celebration to be who you are. I thought, oh my God, what a place. So I started going to that gay ministry. I became a prayer counselor. I worked in a healing circle. And at the same time, the AIDS epidemic hit like gangbusters. And there were about, 200 to 300 people in that congregation. There were a few lesbian women. I think there were two straight women. The rest were all gay men.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I had ever felt so much love and acceptance and felt so cherished mm-hmm. in my whole life. It was like coming home to mm-hmm. a part of me. And it was amazing. It was so dynamic during that time because death was so around us.
Mm-hmm.
The veil between life and death was so permeable. And yet there was this huge outpouring of gratitude and celebration at the same time. We had so much joy and so much sadness all at the same time, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you felt extremely alive. One of the first guys I met, whose name was Stan Darby, church was just, I mean, it was so full, it was so over the top. I mean, during a church service, we had, you know, we'd sing and we'd dance like rock and roll music. I mean, it was just out of sight. It was wild, but so happy, so celebratory. So very soon, maybe the second week I went there, there was a party at night that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
Total strangers. I just showed up with all these gay men. And I met this young man. He was just amazing. He looked at me and said, oh, Karen, no, no, no. And then he looked at my hair and he said, this hair has got to go. You look mousy, you look old. Come on, we're getting rid of the hair. It's like, okay. So, I don't know, I came the next day or so and he cut my hair, the most wonderful haircut I've ever had in my life. You know, he just made me, he was so full of joy in life. He was just, oh, so much fun. And these guys were like that. They go, okay, you know, I got makeovers. I got, but they love me and I love them
yeah. So
open-heartedly. But Stan got AIDS. And there are many kinds of AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
One kind was a wasting disease when they just start going away. The flesh falls off, they become skeletal. It was just hideous. These guys are 20, you know, and they're becoming skeletal. Other kinds, they get that KS, the KS lesions.
Mm-hmm.
Some would get this toxic thing where they would lose their sight. I mean, the AIDS had so many ways that it affected guys. But Stan got the wasting kind, and it took months to die. It was hideous. And at one time, he called me and said, you know, he had a hard time. I was on the phone with him a lot. But one time, I was here in the city visiting him, and he had grown up somewhere in like Kentucky or Tennessee or something, very poor. And he had lots of brothers and sisters, and they had all slept in the same bed as kids. Mm-hmm. And he would just be so scared. He would say, "Karen, I'm just so afraid. I'm so afraid." He said, would you, he said, "I used to sleep with my brothers and sisters, and I used to play with my sister's hair, and it was just so comforting for me." He said, "Do you think you could sleep with me?" Mm. I said, "Of course." So I got in bed with Stan, and I spent the night with him, and he twirled my hair. But he was so weak, and, you know, he was incontinent, so he would get up, mess up himself, and then change his pajamas and get back in bed. And it was just so poignant to be with that dear man. Finally, he was put in Coming Home Hospice on Diamond Street in the Castro. Stan was close to death. His ex-boyfriend was there. And I remember being on just the side of the freeway, trying to decide whether to go back to Stockton or to stay, you know, not sure. And my kind of guidance said, "Yeah, go home. It's okay. Just go home." So it takes a while to get to Stockton. I got home and I got in the bathtub because I was tired. And I was just kind of relaxing in the bathtub. And there came like this energy and light in front of me, kind of just spinning in front of me. And I heard Stan's voice, and I heard him saying, "Karen, if I'd known it was like this, I would never have been afraid. I'm not afraid." It just felt like he was dancing in this air above me. It was just, "I'm not afraid." And then I looked across at a clock. I got out of the tub, and that was exactly when he had died. Coming here and coming right into the AIDS epidemic, although I was still in Stockton, I think as horrific as that was, it was probably one of the greatest blessings of my life. Mm-hmm. Because I connected so deeply with what love really is. And it was such a mutual giving and receiving of love and care, mm-hmm. and celebration and happiness and fun and, you know, the whole shebang. Yeah. Yeah, it was quite astounding.
That story was part of the project My Life, My Stories. It was edited by KELW's Emma McAvoy. We'll be hearing pieces from the project all week here on Cross Currents. And there's a free live event with My Life, My Stories this Sunday, November 11th at 7 o'clock. Seniors will share their memories of what brought them to San Francisco at Adobe Books in the Mission District.